Stein, in honor of Valentine's Day,
the International Day of Maximum Emotional Extortion.
Let's talk about Valentine's Day.
I knew you would.
So, tell me this. Which musician would you invite to serenade you and the LNT,
the lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroot,
for a Valentine's Day dinner at your house? And they've got to be alive.
Oh, well, I'm not saying that, because if I name anyone, that means I'm excluding everyone else, and I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings.
You are a party pooper, Stein.
Well, then why don't you just go ahead and name the musician you would like, because I know you have no qualms about hurting anyone's feelings.
Absolutely not. John Pizzarelli, of course.
Oh, of course. Who likes to cook? You know what? You could have
he
a twofer.
He loves to cook. He could cook for me. That's true.
He could cook and sing and play while you and Mac enjoyed your Valentine's Day dinner. And what would you like him to play?
Well, anything he wants, so long as he plays Embraceable You.
Not I Love Jersey Best?
He could save that for after.
Okay, assuming John isn't going to be doing the cooking because his hands are busy on his guitar, who would you have do the cooking for your Valentine's dinner?
That might have to be Jim Droman. He's the chef owner of Seattle's Le Pichet and Cafe Press. And I would want him to be there because he's brilliant and low-key, and because he makes the best roast chicken ever.
That's all you'd have? Just a roast chicken?
That's not all I'd have. But also because, thanks to his great love and understanding of French country foods, he'd probably remind us of the time when we were young and crazy and in love, and Mac took me to France for the first time.
And what are you going to have with the roast chicken?
Well, Northwest oysters, of course.
Of course.
And lots of them, fresh shucked and ice cold.
And here's a little preview for all the Food for Thought punters listening right now. What are we going to do next week, Nancy?
Well, if you're up for it, Stein, I'm finally going to get you to eat a raw oyster.
Assuming I can keep my nerve up, I'll be eating my first raw oyster ever, and we're going to videotape it and play the whole thing back for you as an upcoming Food for Thought.
What about dessert? Surely you like dessert on Valentine's Day, Stein.
Well, that one is an easy one, because I think I would want to have the cake that we had for our wedding. And it wasn't even really a wedding cake. It was a lemon poppy seed pound cake, and we just loved it. We even saved half of it in the freezer and ate a little piece of it every year until we just said to hell with it and ate it all. What about you?
Well, I think for Mac, it would have to be something chocolate for certain. But for me, it would be a nice runny round of cheese, maybe some Dinas cheese from Kurt Timmermeister's Kurtwood Farms on Vashon Island. I love that stuff.
Well, that sounds pretty sensual. Dinner and a movie? Would you watch a movie afterwards?
Let's see. A food movie would be a great one for us. And I'd have to watch Eat, Drink, Man, Woman. What about you, Stein?
That's a terrific movie. And there's so many really good food movies. But, you know, I think I would have to go with Big Night with Stanley Tucci, because that dinner was so wonderful. But that brings up another issue, which is when you watch that movie, you want to eat that dinner. And I don't think it's a good idea to eat food quite that filling on Valentine's Day night. With KPLU food commentator Nancy.
Rhymes with romancy.
Oh, good one. Leeson, I'm Dick Stein. And Nance, just in case Pizzarelli can't make it over to your house, here's one for you and Mac on Valentine's Day.
Embrace me.
Aww.
My sweet embrace of you.